Well, here we are at the beginning of stage 5 of our walk, near the Napoleonic Cannon. This part of the walk takes us around the Victoria Pier area. So, if you could now please make your way over to the left-hand pavement, next to Henry Vernon Court, and walk towards the Humber. When you reach the corner of the Minerva Pub, take a sharp hairpin left bend around what is the end of the pub into Nelson Street. Along the way, on the pavement, you will see a fish trail image of a haddock, Hull's favourite fish. And once you've reached the entrance to the Minerva, please wait a moment. I'll ask Tom to accompany you as you make your way to Nelson Street. Well, you should now have arrived in Nelson Street. And I think this might be my favourite part of the walk, with its fascinating variety of 19th century buildings. And remember, this is all part of that reclaimed land, excavated from the marina I told you about earlier. The first of these 19th century buildings is on your left, the Minerva Pub itself. It was built in 1829, and is well worth a visit. It has lots of small, snug-type rooms, and one of them is said to be the smallest pub room in the country. It only seats 3 people. The walls of the pub are covered in really interesting photographs of old Hull, and in this area in particular. Now in front of you, to your right, you will see our favourite public toilets, built in the 1930s, and they have won many national awards. So, if you could now please walk between the Minerva and the toilets, and you will see the entrance to Pier Street. On the corner of Pier Street, you will see 2 of the original street signs, Pier Street and Nelson Street, both dating back to about 1813. So please now turn right and walk down Nelson Street on the left-hand pavement, and you'll see another of our infamous cream phone boxes. Notice the missing crowns again. Please carry on walking, and you will come to Pier Station, one of the very few British Rail ticket offices located nowhere near a railway line. It was, in fact, the ticket office to the ferry, which from 1948 was run by British Rail. The ferry ran from the pier behind you to New Holland in Lincolnshire. The pier station has now been converted into modern apartments. If you look up above the door of the pier station, you will see the date when it was built, 1880, and the initials MSL. The letters stand for Manchester, Sheffield and Lincolnshire Railway Company, who originally ran the ferry. So please now turn round and walk across Nelson Street. It's a cul-de-sac, but still watch out for traffic. Please now make your way across to the pier, along the wooden planking, and you will be venturing on to the end of the pier. Once you're at the foot of the steps you can see ahead of you, please wait a moment. There have been ferries crossing the Humber since Roman times, or perhaps before, but they're always to the west of here, between Barton and Brough, and north and south Ferriby. The first Hull ferry wasn't established until 1320, and as you can imagine, they must have been a pretty hazardous affair navigating the perils of the Humber. It wasn't until 1826 that a regular Hull-New Holland ferry service was established. The first pier wasn't built until 1847, and it was known then as Corporation Pier. Its name was changed to Victoria Pier in 1854, following the visit of the Queen. Oh, hang on. There may be a ferry leaving. Come on, we might get a glimpse of it. Come on.
All aboard! All aboard now! 2 minutes! All aboard!
Oh, we've just missed it. Never mind. Well, actually, you've missed it by quite a number of years. The service ended and the pier station closed in 1981. You should now be at the end of the pier. You can go up the steps if you wish, but you can see all you need to see from here. Please look west, and in the distance you will see the reason why the ferry service ended and the pier station closed, the Humber Bridge. It was opened in 1981, and at the time was the longest single-span bridge in the world, and it is still thought to be the longest bridge with a purpose-built cycle path and footpath. The span between the piers is 1,410 metres, and their height is 155 metres. If you'd like to get up close and personal with the bridge, the North End Pier is very accessible from Hesle foreshore. Well, I hope you'll agree that there's great views of the Humber from here. It's about a mile wide at this point, and it drains one-fifth of England. So if you could now please walk down the pier extension on your left and look east, and the first thing you will see on the opposite bank of the River Hull, the Deep, Hull's Millennium Visitors Attraction. In there are sharks, huge stingrays, and more recently penguins. Mind you, they're not all in the same tank. Now further east, about a mile beyond the Deep, is the one-time Alexander Dock, now the centre of Hull's Green Port area, and it produces some of the largest wind turbines in the world, all destined for the North Sea. Now look further east, and you should be able to see one of the huge ferries that run passengers and freight on a daily service between Hull and Rotterdam. They may not look very big from here, but let me assure you, they really are. Beyond the ferry terminal, you will see BP Chemical Works, and beyond that, over 20 miles away, the North Sea. When you're ready, turn round, look over the railings towards Nelson Street, and you will see in front of you Oswash, an old established ramp, and it was used, as its name suggests, for washing osses, and also for loading goods directly from barges onto horses and lorries. There's some excellent photographs of Oswash in action on the walls of the Minerva pub. So now, if you could please pause the guide and make your way back to Nelson Street, then turn right and walk towards the statue you can see in front of you. You should now be standing in front of the statue of William de la Pole, Hull's first mayor, in 1332. Not Lord Mayor, you'll notice. We didn't have that honour until George V came to Hull to open King George Dock in 1914. While still facing the statue, look to your left, and you will see an artwork of a human figure looking out over the Humber. It was presented by the people of Iceland in recognition of the long-established relationship between the island and Hull. If you're thinking of visiting the Deep, this may be a good opportunity. There is direct access into the grounds of the Deep via a footpath and a bridge over the River Hull. To do this, make your way to the Icelandic statue, and you will see an entrance to the footpath along the banks of the river, which leads to a footbridge and direct access into the grounds of the Deep. For the rest of us, if you would please cross over Nelson Street, and you will see the entrance to Queen Street in front of you. Please walk to the right-hand corner of Queen Street and Nelson Street, and wait a moment. If you look across Queen Street, you will see the splendid Pilot's Office, built in 1819. It served as the headquarters for Humber's Pilot Service until 2002, when the operation was moved to Spurn Point. The building has now been developed into apartments. The Pilot Service is essential for the Humber. It's for guiding ships through what is a very treacherous stretch of water. You may wish to pause the guide at this point and have a closer look around the pier area, have a coffee or something stronger in the Minerva. If you decide to take a break, then please pause the walk at this point and restart again when you're back here at the entrance of Queen Street. Okay, so stay on the right-hand pavement and please walk down Queen Street and you will pass a covered alleyway on your right. Please keep walking and then you will pass the C4DI building. Then shortly after that, you will reach the junction with Humber Street. Once at Humber Street, please wait a moment. I'll ask Tom to accompany you as you make your way towards Humber Street.
Oh, River Hull, I long to see you. Away, you rolling river. Oh, River Hull, I long to see you. Away, I'm bound away. Cross the wide Humber shore. Your busy walks and sidewalks call. Away, you rolling river. Your streets and taverns and friends with all. Away, I'm bound to go. Cross the wide Humber shore. 'Tis 7 long years since last I've seen you. Away, you rolling river. 'Tis 7 long years since last I've seen you. Away, I'm bound away. Cross the wide Humber shore.
Thanks, Tom. On the opposite side of Queen Street, on the corner of Humber Street, you will see Hull's Dinosaur Museum, and it's well worth a visit. And then if you look to your right, towards the River Hull, you will see Hull's Tidal Surge Barrier, which protects Hull from the extreme high tides from the Humber. So please now stay on the right-hand side of Queen Street, cross over Humber Street, but be careful here, traffic comes from both directions. Please carry on walking until you reach Castle Street, A63, and wait a moment. A little bit about the Tidal Surge Barrier while we make our way to Castle Street. It's not exactly historic, but very important nonetheless. It's been operational since 1980. And has had a major impact on reducing tidal flooding from the Humber up the River Hull. Unfortunately, it didn't manage to prevent the July 2007 floods of Hull and the East Riding. 35,000 people were affected, with 10,000 homes having to be evacuated. These floods came mainly from the walls, and the river and drainage system simply couldn't cope. Well, the flood defence system is now being sorted out, and hopefully that won't happen again. You should now be at Castle Street Light Control Crossing, but before we cross over, just glance back and see the street sign, which reads Blackfriargate. And yes, we do pronounce it Blackfriargate and not Blackfriargate, and I really don't know why. Okay, so if you'd now cross over Castle Street, go to the right-hand pavement of what will be Marketplace. This is the end of stage 5 of our walk, and once you're in Marketplace and ready to continue, please press stage 6, Marketplace to the High Street, on your handset. Hope to see you soon.